You're incorrigible. You're incorrigible, aren't you?
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more. On everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the birthdays of Bobby Gregory, Rube Bloom, and Michael H. Cleary. We'll also hear some songs about that thing. The thing. And for no particular reason, we'll have some Stormy songs. For no particular reason. Last week, April 24th, marked the birth in 1900 in Staunton, Virginia, of singer, songwriter, and accordionist Robert Calvin Gregory, better known as Bobby Gregory. During his early career, he toured the vaudeville and rodeo circuits. He appeared in more than 20 films and is credited with introducing the accordion into country music. Around 1940, Gregory founded the American Music Publishing Company with offices on Broadway in New York City. Bobby married Catherine Elizabeth Schwartz in New York City on June 22, 1944. They performed and recorded together and acquired a substantial art collection, enough to open a gallery in New York City. A member of ASCAP and the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bobby Gregory died May 13, 1971 in Nashville, Tennessee, and is buried at Woodlawn Memorial Park. Most of his recorded output is post-1940, and I couldn't find the six sides he made for OK in early 1929, but here are three tunes from the pen of Bobby Gregory.
ocean blue in 1492.
But who threw the bush at Grandpa's whiskers?
I know who built the Brooklyn Bridge and who painted the old Blue Ridge.
But who threw the bush at Grandpa's whiskers?
I know that sunshine makes hair grow on your head, and that moonshine makes your gosh darn nose turn red. I know why kisses taste so sweet and why policemen have big feet.
But who threw the bush at Grandpa's whiskers?
Who taught you to tease? Now who taught you to squeeze? Whose big blue-eyed baby are you? Who taught you to sigh? Now who taught you to lie? Whose big blue-eyed baby are you? Who taught you how to smile, how to grin, how to roll those eyes? How to hug, how to kiss, how to hypnotize? Who taught you to love like the angels above? Whose big blue-eyed baby are you? Taught you to tease, now who taught you to squeeze? Whose big blue-eyed baby are you? Now who taught you to sigh? Who taught you to lie? Whose big blue-eyed baby are you? Who taught you how to smile, how to grin, how to roll those eyes? How to hug, how to kiss, how to hypnotize? Who taught you to love like the angels above? Whose big blue-eyed baby are you?
Tennessee Ramblers with Blue-Eyed Baby, written by Al Dexter and Bobby Gregory, from Bluebird 8671-A, recorded around October of 1940. The Tennessee Ramblers were an American country western swing band formed in 1929 by mandolinist and vocalist Dick Hartman to perform on KDKA Pittsburgh. In 1934, the band moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where they played over WBT, and the group performed in several Gene Autry and Tex Ritter pictures in the 1930s and 40s. Hartman left the group in 1938, and in 1949, Cecil Campbell, who played banjo and steel guitar, was the last remaining original member, but he continued on, using the band's name into the 1980s. Before Blue-Eyed Baby was Peg LaCentra asking the musical question, "Who threw the mush in Grandpa's whiskers?" written by Joe Davis, Bobby Gregory, and Vernon Dalhart. That was recorded October 20th, 1938, and issued on Bluebird 10050, the label of which describes it as a Jerry Sears session. Included in the personnel of Jerry Sears' band, on clarinet and sax, is Paul Ritchie, R-I-C-C-I. Oh, Kit and Nick, any relation? We started off with another musical question, Am I Dreaming?, posed by Harold Van Emberg, backed by Jolly Coburn and his orchestra on Bluebird B-7081, recorded July 15, 1937. Am I Dreaming? Was written by Joe Davis, Bobby Gregory, and Charles Dornberger. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. One of the records I coulda, woulda, shoulda played on last week's Eddie Duchin segment is this one, to start off a segment about that thing.
Forget to sing, yes, you got that thing, that certain thing. You've got that charm, that subtle charm, that makes young farmers desert the farm, 'cause you got that thing, that certain thing. You've got what Adam craved when he, with love for Eve, was tortured. She just had one apple tree, but you got an orchard. You've got those waves, those taking waves, that make me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. You've got that thing. Thank you.
not believe to my soul that boy was talking that thing. He told me it's not your age or size. You just been up in a knot and start to roll in your ride. And when you can't seem to remember a thing, then you know to your soul that you're talking that thing.
Thank you.
The Jim Dandies with Shake That Thing, written by Papa Charlie Jackson. Both takes 1 and 3 from October 24, 1925 were issued on Harmony 55-H. The Jim Dandies were Lem Fowler on piano, Seymour Eyrick on cornet, Percy Glasgow on clarinet and alto sax, and drummer Richard Ward. Before that, Walter Pichon vocalizing on his composition, Doggin' That Thing, from Victor V-38544, recorded September 16, 1929. We begin with Leo Reisman and his orchestra, with pianist Eddie Duchin starting out playing a couple of octaves below middle C on You've Got That Thing. I don't know if he did so on that recording, but supposedly one of Duchin's favorite piano techniques was to play cross-handed, using only one finger on the lower hand. You've Got That Thing was written by Cole Porter for the two-act musical 50 Million Frenchmen. It opened at the Lyric Theater on November 27, 1929, and ran for 254 performances, the last on July 5, 1930. This recording was made shortly after the opening on December 9, 1929, in Liederkranz Hall. There were three takes, with Frank Luther singing on the first two. I guess they didn't care for his rendition because Leo Reisman sang on take three, but I guess they liked him even less and issued Luther's take one on Victor 22244. It's time once again for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. And here, For No Particular Reason, is a set of Stormy songs. For No Particular Reason. We'll be right back.
hats open all year round, where the very best of swimmers can be found, where lifesavers most are needed, where no cry for help is heeded, everybody hollers, let them drown. It's a case of sink or swim, hearts are sinking deep within, and all the waves are roaring, going down. Oh, your chances are slim when you go for a swim in the stormy sea of love. There's a strong undertow, and the first thing you know, down goes McGinty to the bottom of the sea. So you better beware of the heartbreakers there. Always keep your head above, for many brave hearts lie asleep in the deep, in the stormy sea of love. There's a strong undertow, and the first thing you know, down goes McGinty to the bottom of the sea. Lots of credit due to anyone who braves swimming against those matrimonial tidal waves. There are widows, maids, and matrons numbered amongst the season's patrons, anything the pleasure seeker craves. It's a case of sink or swim, once that you have ventured in, for there's where single men get closer shave. Oh, your chances are slim when you go for a swim in the stormy sea of love. There's a strong undertow, and the first thing you know, down goes McGinty to the bottom of the sea. So you better beware of the heartbreakers there. Always keep your head above, for many brave hearts lie asleep in the deep, in the stormy sea of love. There's a strong undertow, and the first thing you know, down goes McGinty to the bottom of the sea. Many brave hearts lie asleep in the deep, in the stormy sea of love.
Mother's fall, I'd move heaven and earth if I could just prove my way to my stormy weather bound.
The Cavaliers, a pseudonym for Ben Selvin's orchestra with My Stormy Weather Pal, written by Al Piantedosi. Oscar Grogan was the vocalist on Columbia 1331-D, recorded February 3, 1928. Before that, our old friend Irving Kaufman, who will also be heard in the next two segments, with Stormy Sea of Love, music by Harry Carroll and lyrics by Ballard MacDonald. Edison 4-Minute Cylinder 2980 was recorded June 13, 1916. You've heard Stormy Weather on the show by Ted Lewis, Jimmy Johnson, Sam Brown, and others, but that's the first time by Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys. Stormy Weather was written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen, and the label of Vocalion 2540-B from August 22, 1933, describes it as a novelty dance. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories, including Spotify. Last week, April 24th, marked the birth in 1902 in New York City of pianist, composer, and bandleader Rube Bloom to Abraham M. Bloom and Fanny Kaplan. How much formal musical training he had is unknown, but by age 17 he was working as an accompanist in vaudeville. His composition credits span from 1923 with Indiana Moon to Everybody's Twistin' in 1962, some written with any of 24 collaborators. The list of musicians and bands with whom he played is even longer, and he accompanied a great number of vocalists, both white and black. His first recording session was in 1924 at Jeanette, and over the next couple of years, he cut a number of piano roles for the Aeolian Company. At the end of 1929, Bloom formed a recording group called Rube Bloom and His Bayou Boys, which produced six of the hottest sides of the period. Bloom was able to weather the Great Depression and in 1935 collaborated with Ted Kohler on the Cotton Club Parade, and the following year teamed up with Johnny Mercer on Blackbirds of 1936. He participated in an overseas tour with ASCAP in 1955, wrote a couple of piano method books, and had a bit of a revival in the 1960s. He died in Manhattan on March 30, 1976, and is buried at Beth David Cemetery in Elmont, New York. Here are three from Rube Bloom. Thank you.
Da-do-da-do.
Hey, listen, you Rufus. Where ain't you all and the boys going on such a sunshiny day? Where's you going? Tell me.
Why, we is all going down to the revival meeting to play 'em some music. Let's go, boys. Hear it, they're simple and they fear it on revival day. Now when that congregation starts to sing, oh, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Brrr, oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil, he cannot overrule you on revival day.
Just all out of sorts for all sorts of reasons.
then I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up. And when I start feeling this way, I can change like the season if I have somebody to cheer me up, up, up. You're the kind, hard to find. You don't mind if I frown, but you smile all the while, and you never, never turn me down. And when I'm out of sorts for all sorts of reasons, then I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up.
There you have Rube Bloom in three different roles. Well, actually four. Last played on the November 17, 2016 show, we started out with Rube Bloom and a piano solo of his composition, That Futuristic Rag. Both takes B and C from February 21, 1925, were issued on OK 41073. Next, being heard on the show for the first time, Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys with On Revival Day, subtitled A Rhythmic Spiritual, written by Andy Razaf. The vocalist, uncredited on the label of Columbia 2218-D, is identified by the Discography of American Historical Recordings as Irving Kaufman. Both takes 1 and 3 from the May 24, 1930 session were issued. And we finished up with Miss Esther Walker, accompanied by Rube Bloom, on I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up. Gus Kahn wrote the lyrics and Ted Fiorito the music. Brunswick 3020 was recorded on New Year's Eve, 1925. Michael H. Cleary had birthday segments in 2007, 2011, 2015, and 2019, one every 4 years. We're a year late in carrying on that tradition, but yesterday, April 27th, marked the birth in 1902 in Weymouth, Massachusetts, of composer Michael Henry Cleary to Dennis H. Cleary and the former Mary A. Kiernan. Michael enlisted in the Army on July 29, 1924, and graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, where he wrote songs and served as chapel organist. He left the Army in 1926 and, after a brief stint as a reporter in Boston, began composing material for Broadway shows, including Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1928, Shoot the Works, Hey Nani Nani, The Illustrator's Show, and Sea Legs, which included the song Catalina. He also wrote for movie musicals, including 1929's The Forward Pass. His collaborators included Herb Magidson, Maurice Sigler, Arthur Swanstrom, and Ned Washington. Cleary married Laura Benjamin on July 28, 1943 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and again served in the Army during World War II, achieving the rank of major. He retired on a disability on February 5, 1946, and died in New York on June 15, 1954. He's buried in the Academy Post Cemetery at West Point. His last birthday salute had songs not played on any of his previous birthday salutes, and it's the same for this one.
Bird of blue, in skies of blue, And then I looked around and I saw you. It took a lot of blue to take my blues away. Until your eyes are blue came smiling through. I never realized what blue could do. It took a lot of blue to take my blues away. You looked so pretty with your hair hanging down. I fell in love with your Alice blue gown. There came the bluest moon, and pretty soon we were talking about a honeymoon. It took a lot of blue to take my blues away.
If there should come a time when you're filled with regret, please never forget, my arms are open. Sweetheart, I've kept every single letter that I promised to burn. 'Cause each night I read them over and I feel better waiting for your return. If every back is turned wherever you go, I want you to know my arms are open.
¶¶ bought you. If you could look in my heart, you would see I gotta have you. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I'll always dream of a day when you'll be a dream that's come true. I've told a million stars, say Venus and Mars, know of you. I've sent a million birds to whisper the word, I love you, I do. I gotta have you, nobody but you. No matter how you may feel about me, I gotta have you.
Heard in the soundtrack of the 1929 Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Loretta Young picture, The Forward Pass, that was Nobody But You, written by Herb Magidson, Ned Washington, and Michael H. Cleary. That commercial recording by the Imperial Dance Orchestra with vocalist Irving Kaufman was recorded on New Year's Eve, 1929, issued on Perfect 15264. Before that, from Earl Carroll's Vanities, My Arms Are Open, written by Cleary, Washington, and Ed Lowry, who was the vocalist on that November 2, 1928 recording on Columbia 1620-D. We started a tribute to Michael H. Cleary with the Dixie Daisies, and It Took a Lot of Blues to Take My Blues Away, written by Cleary and Washington. Cameo 9204 was recorded in July of 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.